I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking today with Jonathan Lowe. Jonathan loves New England. His website, visitnewengland.com, aims to help you, the traveler, do the same. Jonathan, from your experience, what have you found to be the most popular New England vacation activities?
We continuously survey our viewers to find out what they plan to do when they come to New England. And consistently over the years, at the top is historic sites. New England is American history, and this is what people planning to come want to see. And the website is packed with historic sites, everything from Boston's Freedom Trail down to the little homesteads for patriots that lived at the time of the war, the Revolutionary War. Following history, of course, are activities that we all enjoy when we're traveling, dining and shopping, and of course people are looking for lodging on the site. Seasonal activities also pop up. Foliage, you know, New England's most famous for, and it's the busiest tourism season, and we see people starting to really plan their foliage trips in the summer. New England's famous beaches, from the cold waters of Maine all the way down through Connecticut, are popular, and people are wanting to find information on those. Other areas that we see people wanting information on is vineyards. New England has about two dozen vineyards, and people very much enjoy visiting them and doing some wine tasting and taking in the beautiful grounds of these vineyards. Other areas that we're seeing starting to grow in popularity is ecotourism.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Off, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Off, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report, online with Jonathan Lowe from visitnewengland.com. Jonathan, you know an awful lot about the southern part of New England. You border on the Long Island Sound. Now, there's a ferry at the tip of Long Island.
Yeah.
What part of New England do you have to get to catch that ferry?
Ferry goes to New London, Connecticut, from Long Island. It's really, you are right, from the tip of Long Island, and if you look at a map, New London at the far eastern end of Connecticut is just about at the same distance. And popular ferry, New London has it's an old seaport town, and very interesting as you walk around the town, many old buildings, and of course nearby is Mystic, known for its shipbuilding, and now the popular Indian casinos are in the area as well.
Is it the only ferry, or are there more ferries?
I mean, there are ferries throughout New England. You know, we found small ones that go across the Connecticut River that have been running since the 1600s.
Uh-huh.
I don't think with the same boat. But there are also ferries that, of course, run to the islands. There are ferries that run from southern Maine and far up to Bangor to Nova Scotia. And there are ferries, too, that even run from Providence to Newport, up and down Narragansett Bay. So there are, you know, on-the-water transportation opportunities. Another one I used to ride was from Provincetown on the tip of the Cape of Boston. So, in effect, a lot of people can get around New England without a car.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCAR marketing production.